From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Violence erupted Tuesday across the West Bank between the Israeli army and Palestinian youths protesting against recent confrontations in Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa compound. In the West Bank cities of Ramallah, Bethlehem, and Hebron, Palestinian youths hurled stones at Israeli soldiers and troops, fired tear gas. No injuries or arrests were initially reported. Clashes also broke out in the West Bank cities of Hebron and Bethlehem. Palestinians have said they fear the increasing visits by Jewish groups to the Jerusalem Holy Compound are eroding Muslim religious controls there. Muslims revere their site as a third holiest site in Islam. More than 500,000 migrants have now made the perilous Mediterranean Sea crossing this year in search of a new life in Europe, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency Tuesday. The UN said 515,000 asylum seekers have left war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa since January. The refugee agency said nearly 3,000 have drowned or disappeared, making the passage on rickety or overcrowded boats and rafts. The latest figures comes as thousands of migrants crossed the border between Hungary and Austria on foot Tuesday in search of what they called a better future. Rami is a 27-year-old migrant from Syria.
We're looking for a life, not for money, not for anything else, just for a good life. Yeah, that's it.
The U.S. Senate is expected to approve a temporary spending bill Tuesday that will keep the federal government operating until mid-December. It puts off yet another Republican showdown with President Barack Obama over spending priorities. VOA News.